A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the prophet, his timeless aim. A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the prophet, his timeless aim. The legacy of Raza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin Channel, welcome once again to our new program called The Legacy of Raza. And inshallah, in today's topic, we will talk about the love that Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hafizahullah, possesses for Imam Ahl Sunnat, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And alhamdulillah, we have our special guest, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Hafiz Muhammad Kaleem Al-Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Inshallah, before we begin the topic, let us hear some virtues of sending salawat upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one who recites 50 times salawat upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The viewers of Madrin Channel, Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is such a great scholar and a spiritual personality of subcontinent and a unique revivalist who does not need any kind of introduction. I mean, every single person is aware of who Ala Hazrat is, of who Imam Ahl Sunnat is. And this is my opinion, and I believe this. The reason why Imam Ahl Sunnat is known across the world is because of Amir Ahl Sunnat. And there's no doubt in that. Because since Madani Channel has come in, you know, the word of Ala Hazrat is being spread across the globe. And this is because of Amir Ahl Sunnat and his love and devotion towards Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You see, Amir Ahl Sunnat, in his booklet called Sayyidi Qutb Madina, Amir Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned that Alhamdulillah, I have been introduced to the personality of Ala Hazrat in my childhood. Since then, as I gain maturity, I developed love for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi in my heart. Thereafter, I had a strong yearning to enter his silsila by only one chain, or a means through Sayyidi Qutb Madina. Amir Ahl Sunnah says that I became the murid, the disciple of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. He further says that I have been fond of the na'at of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam since my childhood and also developed devotion to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I therefore liked to recite and listen to Ala Hazrat's kalam, his poetical works such as na'at and qasidas. Once I stood up to recite Naat keenly on mic at Badami Masjid in Bombay Bazaar, Babul Madina, Karachi. But I just recited the couplet, Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkaane wale. And all of a sudden, an old man scolded me and pushed me back from the mic, just perhaps because I was too young and did not have a good voice. I became very sad, but the devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the love of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came to my rescue. Subhanallah. The viewers of Madin Channel, this is how love for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi can help an individual. You see, if today somebody scolded us, we don't care how old he is. We don't look at that person's age. If somebody tells us off, we're ready to argue back and use foul language against that individual. You see, Amir Ahl Sunnat, who is reciting poetry in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was scolded by an individual, Amir Ahl Sunnat, because the amount of love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the amount of devotion he had for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that love calmed his anger down. Subhanallah. You see, dear viewers of Madin Channel, it was for this devotion and love that the first booklet of Amir Ahl Sunnat that he wrote was in regards to the life history of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, which he named it Biography of Imam Ahmad Raza, which was published on the 25th of Safar al-Muzaffar, which is on the occasion of Yome Raza. You see, dear viewers of Madrin Channel, when an individual loves someone and he is devoted to an individual, he will do and listen to each and every single thing that person tells him. Doesn't matter what he says, he will listen to each and every single thing. You see, the devotion of Amir Ahle Sunnat for Ala Hazrat is such that Amir Ahle Sunnat follows the teachings of Imam Ahle Sunnat, subhanallah. Some people say that the teachings of Imam Ahle Sunnat, the maslak of Ala Hazrat, you're separating the deen, the religion, and you're separating this, what is this? You have bought something new. I mean, for those who have actually studied Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, like Amir Ahle Sunnat and the lovers of Ala Hazrat, those who have studied Ala Hazrat, they will know and they have studied that what it means by maslak Ala Hazrat is no different to the religion of the Salafus Salihin. It is exactly the same. If you read the works of Ala Hazrat, you will see that Ala Hazrat's religion is actually the religion of the Salaf. And those who do claim that these are two separate things, I would humbly request them that please read and study the works. They are actually in accordance to the Aqeedah of the Salafus Salihin. I'd like to move on to our Ustaz Sahab. Ustaz Sahab, spread some wisdom upon this.
SubhanAllah, we're speaking about Amir Ahl Sunnat Mawlana Ilyas Qadri's devotion to Allah Hazrat Alihi Rahmah. And the first thing I would like to mention is that when you make someone your role model or ideal, you're not going to do that based on things which are futile or things which don't hold any weight. Especially for a dini personality, the likes of Amir Ahl Sunnat Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Damdur Qatmul Aliya, such an intelligent and wise person. When he looks at who to make a role model from the recent past, he will choose that person who he feels will get him closer to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not going to pick any normal person. So what he's done is, he's researched the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. He's read the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Until not just in love, but this devotion has been created in his heart and developed in his heart, that this is someone extraordinary. This is someone who was at the pinnacle of knowledge, pinnacle of Ishq Rasul, the peak of greatness in his era. And this is someone that I should follow. And even when it came to him being a murid, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Damdur Qatmul Aliya, he mentions that I became a disciple of Sheikh Ziauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi because I knew he had a direct link to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. He was a Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and I wanted just one link between myself and Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. The second thing, this Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Sheikh Ziauddin Madani rahmatullahi alayhi lived in Madina Sharif. So that was another thing that attracted Amir Ahl Sunnat to Mawlana Ziauddin Madani. The main thing was that he is a Khalifa and he has only, if I become murid with him, I only have one link between me and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Direct link, and I want the direct blessings as well. So this is how Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma impressed Amir Ahl Sunnat, in the sense that his works spoke for themselves. They were groundbreaking works. There were works that were needed at the time. There were tajdidi works. We know the hadith that Allah Ta'ala sends a mujaddid at the head of every century. And the ulama of the era were unanimous that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is one of the mujaddids, is a person who revived the deen. And he also revived Ishq-e Rasul. Today, when you see Muslims and you see that they're weak in their aqeedah or their a'mal, then we can point that back to the fact that the Ishq-e Rasul in their heart is weak as well. Because the greater the level of Ishq-e Rasul and love for the Prophet ﷺ in your heart, the greater your iman, the strength of your iman, the greater your amal, and generally speaking, your whole life will be more blessed. Why? Because you've got that great love flowing through your veins for the Prophet ﷺ. So Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat Daud Barakatuhu Aliya chose Ala Hazrat because he knew he would accelerate that path for him in reaching the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you touched upon, the first book that he wrote, Amir al-Sunnah has written so many books today, that scholars say that the amount of books he's written, he's actually composed, maybe we haven't even read that much in our lives. So imagine how many books Amir al-Sunnah actually read and back to back, and then he wrote his books as well. So with Amir al-Sunnah, the first booklet he wrote was about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah. One thing I'd like to mention here is how Amir al-Sunnah is so fascinated by the shakhsiyah, the personality of Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah, that he does not want to and he cannot hear anything negative said about the great Imam. Because you know, you have people in every era who, you could call it jealousy, enmity, hypocrisy or what. We just can't accept the fact that they are not worthy of being the dust under the feet of Sayyidi Ala. So they'll try to object to his works. They'll try to speak out against him. They'll try to give this impression to people, oh, you don't have to follow Imam Ali Sunnah. There's so many other scholars. And they'll try to distance people from Sayyidi Ala. And Amir Ali Sunnah, in this regard, he has a very strict mindset. And he conveys this mindset to all of the people who are attached to Dawud Islami as well. People in Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Darul Ifta, whatever. Amir al-Sunnah says that Hamari Uqul Ala Hazrat Ke Aqul Par Qurban. That our Uqul is the Jama of Aql. Our intellects are ransomed, are sacrificed upon the Aqul of Ala Hazrat. What this means is wherever Ala Hazrat in his Fatawa Ridawiya and other works where he does tahqiq, research, and then he gives his conclusion of that research. And he says, Aqul, I believe, or I say, this is my opinion, that based on the research, this is the khulasa, this is the answer. Amir al-Sunnah says, our intellects are qurban upon the Aqul of Allah. Whatever Allah has researched, and he said, final. For him, that's final. And he says, the moment you start saying, well, I don't think Allah was correct on this point, you know, I object to this point, first of all, ask yourself, are you even on the level of Ala Hazrat to even say something like that? Have you mastered all the sciences? Have you been praised by all the ulama from Arab and Ajam in your era? Have you done the accomplishments that Ala Hazrat achieved? The tajdidi works, eradicating bid'at, innovations. How can you even dare to say that? So, Amir al-Sunnah tells us to be humble. And he says that safety lies in following the teachings, as you clarified. Teachings is not something new. What this means is Ala Hazrat has shown the way of the Aslaf, which had become a bit tainted. Why? Because people began introducing new practices and the Awam became confused. What's the right mas'ala here? What's the right viewpoint here? So he polished it once again for them and said, look, this is what the Aslaf believed in. This is what the scholars of the past believe in. This is what we call Maslik Ala. It's not something new. It's not something separate from mainstream Ahlu Sunnah. It is Ahlu Sunnah. It's just the work of Mujaddid is to show people that here people are making a mistake. Here they're conveying the incorrect Aqidah. So Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah, he is such a multidimensional personality, dynamic personality. And Amir al-Sunnah believes him, considers him to be his ideal. Now today, if we follow the teachings of Ala Hazrat, the way of Ala Hazrat, most definitely, we will also increase in our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. And they say that the elders, the decisions that the elders are making and that they've made are full of wisdom. So when Amir al-Sunnah, after long pondering and thought and reflection, has chosen Ala Hazrat, then why do we want to burden ourselves with that whole process of trying to see who's... We've already found someone in our era who is a Kamil Sheikh and who is saying Ala Hazrat is the idea. We should follow suit. And inshallah, if we do, the love of Ala Hazrat will lead us direct to the love of the one who is the king of all creation, the best in creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will lead us to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us istiqama upon Maslaki Ala.
No, that's subhanAllah. Beautiful words of wisdom from our Ustad Sahib. Now, a question comes into the mind that why does Amir Ahl Sunnah love and have devotion for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat so much? There's only one reason behind it. That if a person wants to attain closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you need to listen and study the poetry of Ala Hazrat. Amir Ahl Sunnah says that if you want to attain closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then read the poetry of Ala Hazrat. I mean, if you just look at the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his Fatawa Razawiyya speaks for itself. Many other risalas that Imam Ahl Sunnah has wrote, they speak for themselves. Just the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat speaks for itself as well. You see, Imam Ahl Sunnah was such an individual. The amount of yearning and love that he had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. A very famous story in regards to Ala Hazrat is that when he went to the sacred Medina for the second time, he rahmatullahi alayhi kept reciting salat and salam in front of the luminous rawda, wishing to see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He felt absolutely sure that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bless him with his blessed sight. Now, one thing I would like to clarify here, no doubt, during the dream of Ala Hazrat, he has witnessed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam multiple of times. But here, the desire was to see the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the wakeful state. So now, further on, it's mentioned that on the first night, nothing happened. On this occasion, feeling sad, he rahmatullahi alayhi wrote a famous poem. And in the opening couplet of this poem, he rahmatullahi alayhi expressed the hope for the attachment to the merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, وَسُوَ لَالْ هَزَارَ پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں. That all spring, rejoice as the greatest of all spring is about to come to you. In the closing couplet, Allahu Akbar, Imam Ahl Sunnat expressed such humbleness, such humility. What did he say? He said, کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا تجھ سے شیدہ ہزار پھرتے ہیں. See here, the word شیدہ has been mentioned out of respect for Imam Ahl Sunnat. Shayda means the one who is extremely in love. Okay. Initially, the couplet is, Tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain. You see, in here, Imam Ahl Sunnat, out of extreme humility, he used this word for himself. Now, when he recited the couplets, he rahmatullahi alayhi sat patiently, waiting for beholding the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At last, his fortune smiled on him and he was blessed with the luminous sight of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his naked eye in the wakeful state. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is why Amir Ahl Sunnat has this love and devotion towards Imam Ahl Sunnat. Now, a lot of people also talk about and they go against Imam Ahl Sunnat and those who follow him as well. And Ustaz did touch upon this as well. He said that, you know, there's many scholars before Ala Hazrat, why don't you follow them? You know, you have so many other scholars who have done so much great work. You know, you could follow them as well. But why stick to Ala Hazrat? So those people who try to object like this by using these type of words, if you read and study the works of Ala Hazrat, you will actually see that those scholars that you are talking about, Ala Hazrat quotes them in his work. If you think about it, if we are studying the works of Ala Hazrat and if we are following his teachings, the work of Ala Hazrat, if they possess the quotes and the works of other scholars before him, like Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he's quoted all of these previous scholars, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti. You see, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, rahimahumullah, is such an individual who saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 70 times in the wakeful state.
Subhanallah.
And Imam Ahl Sunnat, he quotes all of these great scholars. And then I know some certain individuals, they say that you should follow all those scholars. But Imam Ahl Sunnat, he's quoting them. So initially, it goes hand in hand. If we're following Ala Hazrat, then initially we're following those scholars as well. Imam Ahl Sunnat holds the same opinion as these other scholars that came before him, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So this devotion and this love that we have for Ala Hazrat, initially we have this love also for the scholars that came before Imam Ahl Sunnah. You see, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and this is another reason why we should all love Imam Ahl Sunnah. He spent his entire life following Sharia. His personality truly reflects Shariat and Sunnah. You see, he's a Mujaddid. He revived the Sunnah, like Amir Ahl Sunnah. He revived the Sunnah of wearing imama. He revived the Sunnah of using the miswak. I mean, who give 20 years before? Who would you see wearing an imama? I mean, illa mashaAllah, you would see ulama, scholars, a'immas, they would wear imama sharif. But seeing a general person who's not an alim of the deen, who's not an imam, wearing the imama, why? Because out of the sunnah, following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, Amir Ahl Sunnah came and he gave this, you know, tarbiyah, he gave this targhib that ulama are not only the ones who wear imama sharifs. No, imams are not the only ones that wear imama sharif. A normal person can wear it as well. Why? Because this is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that the one who holds on and revives this sunnah at the time of fitna, then his reward is like that of 100 martyrs. No doubt, the time of fitna, it is the time of fitna where our youngsters, our youth, they feel ashamed and scared in wearing Islamic attire to the local city center. They don't want to be seen in a jubba. They do not want to be seen in the imama sharif. Why? Because what are people going to say? You know, they're going to laugh at me, this, that. So it is the time of fitna. And alhamdulillah for those people, they are glad tidings for those people who hold on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even at the time of fitna. So you see, Imam Ahl Sunnah, his following of Shariat is such that even because of how strict he was in following Sharia, this is why we show our love and devotion towards Imam Ahl Sunnah. You see, the great Islamic services of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi include the excellent translation of the Holy Quran Kanzul Iman,
subhanallah,
from which Muslims will keep on attaining blessings of the Quran until the world exists. You see, the translation of Kanzul Iman, I would say, is one of the best translation of the Holy Quran. You see, there are many other translations out there where certain words are mistranslated. And unfortunately, certain people, when they read this translation, a person can become misguided. For example, in Surah Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى, which Imam Ahl Sunnah in his translation of Kanzul Iman, he, rahmatullahi alayhi, translates this, and that we have found you engrossed in his love, and then he guided you. Subhanallah, engrossed in his love. The translation of Dalan, engrossed in his love. And then you have other people who translate, and they translate Dalan as misguided. I mean, the question is, can a prophet ever be misguided? A prophet comes to guide people. How can you translate this as misguided? And if you actually think about it, the Mufassireen, they have also translated Dalan as to be engrossed in love. I'd like to move on to Ustaz Sahab, what would you say about the translation of Kanzul Iman?
SubhanAllah, Kanzul Iman was a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, I'm going to speak about the background to Kanzul Iman, how it came about, and why it's widely recognized today. You did touch upon it there as well, alhamdulillah. During the era of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, there were other Urdu translations available of the Quran, but they were not up to the level required. So the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Sadr al-Sharia, alayhi rahmah, he came to the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and he requested, Huzur, I would like for you to write a translation of the Noble Quran. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, he replied that, look, I am so inundated with work. I have so much work going on. I'm so busy. As you can see, fatwa writing, other projects. When will I make time for such a huge project, like the translation of the Quran? But Sadr al-Sharia Ali Rahmah, he knew that if this translation reaches the awam, the thawab would be massive, would be immense. So he kept insisting. until eventually Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said that, look, what I can do is I have a short break during the day, and normally I rest in that break, but you can come and I will dictate to you the translation of the Quran and you can write it down, and then inshallah we'll have it published like this. Sadr al-Sharia said, done, I'll do that. That's my responsibility now. So at the appointed time, at the appointed place, he would turn up, pen in hand, and he would recite the verse of the Quran, and on the spot say the Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, without referring to any book, without referring to any tafsir, without referring to any lexicon, any dictionary or anything like that. He would give the most perfect and accurate translation of the ayah. Sadr al-Sharia Ali Rahma says, when I would go away and I would check the Ummahat al-Tafasir, the key tafasir, the major tafasir works, subhanAllah, what I would find is that Ala Hazrat's translation would be the best possible interpretation of the verse in light of the major works of tafsir. What do we learn from this? We learn that it was as if Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had memorized all the works of tafsir, and that's why he was so easily able to give the most accurate translations. We know he had a phenomenal memory and he retained a lot of what he read. So like this, over the course of time, alhamdulillah, the whole Quran translation was completed. What name was given to it? Kanzul Iman, the treasure of faith. Now, it truly is a treasure of faith. Other so-called translations, they would, na'udhu billah, affect your iman negatively. But this translation given to us by Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and you heard how it came about, how it was dictated. Whoever has this in their home and whoever reads this, inshallah al-kareem, they will not waver in their faith. Because Ala Hazrat, when he translates, the ulama describe it as a tafsiri tarjama. It's a tafsir, it's a tarjama which gives the impression of a tafsir, because he's translated it in that manner. It's very beautiful. And he's maintained adab for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect for Zat-e Bari Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, reverence towards the Sahaba. So everywhere where respect was to be shown, he showed respect.
SubhanAllah.
And this is what differentiates his translation from the translation of other people. Ala's tarjama is the most perfect in terms of maintaining the adab for the awliya, for the prophets, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also conveying the correct aqidah regarding Allah, his prophets and the Sahaba as well. And the scholars go as far as saying that if this was the only work that Allah has left us, not Fatawa Razviya, the thousands of books, if this was the only work he left us, it would still be sufficient enough to declare him a mujaddid based on this tarjama. Why? Because it's the most accurate translation. It's the most beautiful translation. Honestly, once you start reading Kanzul Iman, you'll fall in love with it. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful thing, Ahmad Sahab, is that it's in the Urdu language originally, but Dawat Islami has also given the English-speaking audience the opportunity to access this work.
SubhanAllah.
So you have the translation of Kanzul Iman, which was done by Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Rahimahullah, the late great Mufti from South Africa. This is available in Maktabatul Madina. And now we have the clear criterion. The clear criterion basically is the translation of Kanzul Irfan. So Kanzul Irfan is the simplified translation of Kanzul Iman, which was done by Mufti Qasim Attari. So now we have two options. We have Kanzul Iman and we have the clear criterion as well. So now people don't have an excuse. Those who maybe would have said, oh, I can't read Urdu, I don't understand Urdu, you've got it in English. Now if we still don't take advantage of these works and we still don't read them, then we've got no one to blame but ourselves. Because the information, the knowledge is all there. We don't live in an era where we have to travel 1,000 miles for one hadith sharif. That was the work of our aslaf who did that, and they showed us their jazbah. And they truly were sincere to knowledge. Today, on your phone, you could have 20 tafaseer. You could have 100 hadith books, because a phone can hold that much capacity, that much memory. But everything being here, still we don't take advantage. Imagine how our elders would think if they saw, if they knew what was going on. That we've got knowledge at our fingertips, we don't take advantage of it. So Kanzul Iman, this is a request, everyone should obtain it, the English translation as well, and read it. Amir As-Sunnah loves Ala Hazrat because of Kanzul Iman as well. His devotion for Allah is because of the beautiful work Kanzul Iman. And in his Madani Namat, the Pious Deep booklet, in his Muzakarat, in his programs, he's always talking about Kanzul Iman. And he says, if you read Tarjaman Tafsir, read it from Kanzul Iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to read this beautiful translation and to act upon it as well.
Subhanallah, beautiful words in regards to Kanzul Iman. And no doubt each and every single person should have this translation within the homes. You see, a lot of people, they just recite the Holy Quran, but they don't know what they're reciting. And this is one of the beautiful ways of getting to know what are we actually reciting when we are reciting the Holy Quran. And then again, Kanzul Iman, subhanallah, a translation which there's no doubt of mistranslation in. You know, you could find so many other translations where the adab of Rasulullah is not taking place, or the adab of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And no doubt, Amir Ahle Sunnat, this is also one of the reasons why he loves Ala Hazrat so much, is that because of the adab that Ala Hazrat possessed for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. If you talk about just the adab, the way Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi defended the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, when a lot of people, just through his poetry, he defended the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people denied so many things of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Hazrat wrote a kalam upon it. You know, there's so many, even today, you know, when people try to lower al-iyadu billah, when people try to lower the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by calling him just human, he's like us, he's like this. Our answer, we already have an answer. Why? Because of Allah Hazrat. You know, people say that he's like us, he's a human being. Question is, okay, if he's just like us when we sweat, does anybody want to come near us? Answer is no, because our sweat stinks. It doesn't smell nice. It leaves off a smell. When it comes to the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, Allah Hazrat, sartaba qadam hayat, and sultan is a man pool, lab pool, dahan pool, zakan pool, badan pool. Like we've mentioned in our previous episodes, that each stanza is in accordance to a hadith and Quran. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has beautifully, he's put these narrations into his poetry. Subhanallah, when people wanted to deny, even today, people deny the physical light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has already given us an answer. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha nuraka. That not only you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but your lineage to come is full of light. And subhanAllah, if you look at Sa'adat, the true Sa'adat, you will see that subhanAllah, their blessed faces are lit up with the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, you see, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this is why Amir Ahl Sunnah loves him. And this is why we love Sayyidi Ala Hazrat as well, because of his ishq and mahabba and his devotion for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you think about it, why do we love these individuals? We don't love Ala Hazrat because he's Ala Hazrat. We don't love the ulama, the scholars of the past because of their personal reasons. No, we don't love the sahaba because they were sahaba. No. We love these individuals because of the connection that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The blessed companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Why do we love him? Because of his companionship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his lifetime. And even till today, He radiallahu ta'ala an is sleeping next to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, why do we love him? We don't love him because he's from India, his name is Ahmad Raza. No, we love him because of his devotion and mahabba for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why our love is for Imam Ahl Sunnah. You see, the fortunate people who have their relation to Allah loving people receive the blessings of this relation in their life. But these relations also become useful for them after their death as well. I mean, if you think about it, if you love people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will want to follow their footsteps. So if we love Allah Hazrat, we want to follow His teachings, we want to follow His footsteps. And no doubt His teachings and His footsteps are in accordance to the Shariat and loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So no doubt when we pass away, we will be successful as well after our death as well. And there's a lot of people who go against awliyaullah, and no doubt the awliyaullah, the righteous people, Imam Ahl Sunnah is also one of amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our husnul dhan, our good opinion of Amir Ahl Sunnah is also that he is one of amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can recognize a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from far away. You can recognize them. You can see that they are in accordance to Shariat. Their talking is in accordance to the Sunnah. Their attire is according to the Sunnah. Their akhlaq, their manners, their etiquettes. You know, every single action is in accordance to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there's an issue nowadays where a lot of people are going against awliyaullah. They see a buzurg, they see a great wali, and they go against them. And remember, there's a hadith Qudsi of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces war against that person who goes against his awliya. So if you hear certain individuals going against awliya, going against scholars, you know, ulama, then we need to deattach ourselves from such gatherings. We need to deattach ourselves from such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that you go to ulama when you need to ask. If you don't know anything, you ask them. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You ask the ulama, you ask the people of knowledge, if you do not know. And today people are going against awliya, people are going against ulama-i kiram. These ulama, you know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. That the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. What does it mean that they are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam? Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam was to call towards tawheed, to teach the rulings of Islam, to forbid from evil. And that is the exact same job of ulama as well, to teach about the religion of Islam, call towards tawheed, call towards righteousness, forbid from evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has taught us the rank of ulama, and no doubt Imam Ahl Sunnah was a great Alim Adin of his time, a great scholar of his time. Till today, there's nobody equivalent to Imam Ahl Sunnah in today's era. You see, this is why adab and respect for ulama, respect for awliya kiram are also necessary in today's day and age. I'd like to move to Ustaz for his few words, inshallah, and then we will conclude.
So yes, alhamdulillah, we've established that Amir Sunnat has great reverence towards Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And we would say that his selection and choice of making Ala Hazrat his ideal is a tremendous one. Amir Sunnat, as you said, has introduced the shakhsiyah of Ala Hazrat throughout the world. Many people became truly acquainted with Ala Hazrat through Amir Ahl Sunnat, through Madrin Channel, through Dawat Islam. And this is a massive thing, alhamdulillah, because people who follow Ala Hazrat, inshallah, their aqeedah, their creed will, inshallah, al-kareem, not be corrupted. In this day and age where we see so many fitan, some people are becoming anthropomorphists, saying Allah has a body. Ala Hazrat refuted that in Qawari al-Qahar. Some people are denying the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet alayhi salam. Ala Hazrat wrote Ad-Dawlatul Makiyya to refute that. And he proved that the Prophet alayhi salam has knowledge of the unseen. Some people are attributing lies to Allah. He wrote Subhana Subuh and refuted that. So whenever there was a fitna, Ala Hazrat wrote against it. And similarly, when people claimed to be prophets, a'udhu billah, they were false prophets. Allah has refuted them. The Mufaddala, say the Allah has refuted them emphatically, wrote so many works. Now, it's upon us to study these works and attach ourselves strongly with the shakhsiyah of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma. Inshallah, by the blessings of that, we will never waver. You know, people can do all sorts. There could be a storm, pushes us here and there, but we'll be firm upon the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah. Why? Because our Imam is Ahlul Sunnah. So, we must cling to the maslak of Ala Hazrat, this favorite personality of Ahlul Sunnah. We must make him our favorite personality as well. Inshallah, we will attain blessings in both worlds.
Subhanallah. You see, today's topic was in regards to the devotion of Amir Ahlul Sunnah, the amount of love that he possesses for Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. This is something that we need to also have within our hearts, love for Ala Hazrat. Now, why some people might be asking, why should we love Ala Hazrat? And I will use the same answer that Amir Ahlul Sunnah says. If you want to have qurb toward Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then study the works of Ala Hazrat. And you will see the amount of closeness and the amount of love that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi possessed for the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, whatever we are taught by our Shaykh Amir Ahl Sunnah Hafidhahullah, it is actually the teachings of Ala Hazrat. I mean, nowadays you have so many fitnas, like our Ustaz was saying, you know, people are attributing bodily attributes towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You have individuals who are going against Sahaba Ikram, the honorable and blessed companions, alayhim ridwan. And Amir Ahl Sunnah, you see, subhanAllah, look at his love. He says that, I do not want anybody to touch my deathbed who has any sort of feeling, bad feeling against the Sahaba Ikram. And this we have been taught, each and every single one of us have been taught, that we are to respect and love each and every single companion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are to love the Khulafai Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Shaykh Khuda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, Hazrat Sayyidina Amin Muawiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ashara Mubashara, you know, we have Hazrat Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala an, we have Hazrat Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir, radiyallahu ta'ala an. All of these companions, we have been taught by Amir Ahl Sunnat because of his love and devotion towards Ala Hazrat. Amir Ahl Sunnat has taught all of his disciples, not only his disciples, not only his murids, rather the entire Muslim Ummah, he has taught that you are to love the honorable and blessed companions. And no doubt, dear viewers of Madini channel, if we hold on to the rope and maslak of Ala Hazrat, then you will attain qurb to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I mentioned before, there's no difference between the maslak of Ala Hazrat and the Salaf al-Saliheen, the teachings of the previous ulama, these great scholars of Islam. Why? Because if you read and study the works of Ala Hazrat, you will see that Imam Ahl Sunnah has actually quoted these honorable a'immas, these honorable ulama, Imam Badruddin al-Aini, Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti. You have so many great scholars of the past. May Allah be pleased with all of them. You see, these are previous scholars. And these scholars are quoted in the works of Ala Hazrat. So dear viewers of Madini channel, if you want to attain the closeness of Rasulullah, if you want to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then attain the closeness of Ala Hazrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have love for the true awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the Prophet, his timeless aim. A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the Prophet, his timeless aim. The legacy of Razaa.